Well, how to describe him? TV and radio personality, designer, speaker, activist, documentarian, as he says himself, maker of things. Brendan Courtney, welcome, welcome, Brendan.
Hi, how are you? Good morning. Woo. Thank you so much. That's a very nice introduction.
And happy Pride Month.
Happy Pride Month to you. You call myself a maker-upper. I make it up.
A maker-upper. Like us all. Like us all, Brendan. Listen, tell us, gay community news, the Roast Battle Royale happening in the Abbey Theatre in Dublin next Sunday, the 21st of June. What is it?
For 10 years of marriage equality, last year, we roasted Her Royal Highness Panty in the Abbey. And the reason it was in the National Theatre of the Abbey was because that's where she did the Noble Call, which was part of the mind shift in people voting yes for marriage equality. The Noble Call was when Panty addressed the audience after a play called The Risen People. They very beautifully and democratically invite random speakers to address the audience after this play, which is about the 1913 lockouts in Dublin. And so it's a play about oppression. So they invite marginalised or different. Anyway, Panty addressed the audience in the middle of a media storm. She was being sued all over the place for saying certain people were homophobic and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, it's long in the past. Mm-hmm. But she did this Noble Call from the stage of the Abbey, and the Abbey thought it might be nice to commemorate the 10-year anniversary. So we did the roast last year. It was the fastest selling show in the history of the Abbey Theatre.
Incredible.
And I love the gays and I love Pride because it was also the bar completely sold out.
Brilliant.
So we're top
on them.
we're gold standard in the Abbey Theatre at the moment. So then they said, would you like to come back again and make it possibly an annual event? Because it's a charity fundraiser for the Gay Community News, the GCN abbreviation, which has been the independent voice of the gay community for 40 years now. It was a magazine, now it's online and a magazine. And it's the kind of thing when I was a little baby gay, you went, snuck into Tower Records and you grabbed a free copy of it to find out where to go, what resources or support there was. So it's very important to our community.
Yeah.
So all of us like to support it. So it's a fundraiser, but it's a roast. So this time around, it's a roast battle royale. Add a little bit of the old, I suppose, royalty for the Queenieisms in there at the end.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's two teams of very funny people will roast each other and the audience will decide who's the quippiest, who's the funniest and who's the sharpest. So it's all done with heart. It's all good humour and it's amazing crack. Like, what's really weird is while I lock the door of the theatre and we're not allowed to film any of it because actually there's a play on and the copyright of the set is protected. So you can't film the stage. So actually, it's a free for all. It's like 1985. We can say whatever we like.
And that's good. Yeah, no filter, so Brendan.
No, and there's no filter, let me tell you. I actually texted all the roasters the other day saying, now listen, none of them have done it before. It gets a bit feral and nothing is personal, but the fact that we're all on the stage in the Abbey Theatre, it's very bonding because we're doing something really good for the community. So we kind of come off stage feeling like we've just done a big show. So it's actually a really positive experience, even though it's really bitchy.
Yeah. When you say it's feral, you know you're in for a good time.
Yeah. Like there's a couple of people were called and asked, is there anything that we can't say? And they're like, no, nothing.
Love it.
Nothing you can't say.
So tell us who's been roasted and who is roasting? Who's on the lineup?
So Emma Doran, Shane Daniel Byrne, I'm sure you have the list there.
I do. Grooge Farley, Andrea Horan, and hang on a second, Niamh Kavanagh. I am sorry, like absolute icon. Love
icon.
It.
And yeah, Niamh Kavanagh does a podcast with Grooge Farley, so we're putting them on different teams.
Love it.
With the roast each other.
Yeah.
And David O'Reilly, who's an actor and very funny human being. Miss Roots and Mistaken, who are a double act drag show real life couple.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, so they're really stretching my pronouns here.
Class.
I'm like, what are they?
So
like,
Miss Roots and Mistaken.
That's Miss Roots and Mistaken, yeah. And then I know I'm missing two more, am I?
There is Louise McSharry and Myrna O'Connor.
Louise McSharry, yes.
Incredible lineup. And tell us, Brendan, why is Pride so important to remind us?
So currently right now, of the 193 United Nations member states, that's 193 countries that are members of the United Nations. So if anybody invades any of those 193 countries, we'll all have to go to war. 65 of them, it's illegal to be gay. In 65 United Nations member states, it's illegal to be gay. Seven member states, 12 places in the world. Being gay is still, I'm laughing nervously. I'm not laughing funny. It's still punishable by death. And places like Ghana have just brought in really stringent LGBTQ opposition laws that will really result in deaths of people just for being gay. And so we have to send a message around the world that tolerance is possible. Ireland has changed quicker and more interestingly and more wholesomely than any other country in the world. In my lifetime, Ireland has changed completely. We've come out under dogma and doctrine of an oppressive, I mean, the church is a wonderful thing and I love growing up in our society and I love how we get the best of, you know, the Catholic Church in our country, but it was being run by some dodgy people back in the day and some terrible things happened, obviously. And so we came out underneath that and we took the best of what's left, I believe, in terms of religion in our country. But we can show other people that that can happen as well. And I think Ireland is this great beacon of hope for the world. So our Pride March should be on a global scale, the loudest, the proudest, mm-hmm. the most tolerant, the most inclusive. So Pride has never been more important. And also Pride is a protest. It is a party and it is great crack, but it is and always has been a protest. When I started doing Pride, my first Pride was in the early 90s. People came to O'Connell Street and threw Rotten Tomatoes at us.
We had God.
Yeah. Yeah. Jeez. And that's in Dublin in my adult life. I was like 19. Yeah. And so attitudes have changed massively in our country. We have to be vigilant with our rights, including women's rights. Things change all the time as regimes change. And that's what we'll call them. Mm. And so we have to be vigilant. And Pride is a passive process as well. It's a very, it's not a riot. It's not aggressive. It you know, masquerades as a party, but it is a gentle reminder that we need to keep our inclusive society open and very well nurtured and protected.
Amen, Brendan Courtney. So listen, remind us, the Gay Community News Roast Battle Royale, it is in the Abbey Theatre Dublin next Sunday, 21st of June. How do people get tickets?
Just go to the Abbey Theatre, anywhere you'll find their website. The tickets are selling directly through there. It's nearly sold out, actually, but selling really well. And thank you so much, which is great, which is what we need and what we want. It's one night only. There's a lot of humor and everybody's off now workshopping their gags. So it will be hilarious. So I would really, if you're a fan of comedy and you want to support Pride, come along and join us next Sunday in the Abbey Theatre.
Brendan Courtney, thank you so much and best of luck.
Thank you. I love your voice, by the way.
Thank you. I'll take that.
Have a great day. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Brendan. Bye.
Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis on Today FM.